Living in a walkable neighborhood could help you stay active. That's according to a new twin study by researchers at Washington State University. And WPB's Rachel Sun has more.
If you live in a neighborhood with features such as sidewalks or a park you can stroll through, or a coffee shop,
Thank you.
Or you have access to public transportation, you're most likely going to be more active than if you live somewhere without them. That's according to a twin study led by a researcher at Washington State University. The research isn't the first to show a connection between walkability and activity level, but lead author Glenn Duncan says what it does do is demonstrate those associations remain even when comparing people with the same genetics and a similar upbringing.
We can improve health outcomes in the population by getting people more active, and that's a really good thing for public health.
Duncan says typically walkable neighborhoods are dense and appear in urban settings. One example he likes to use is the Capitol Hill neighborhood in Seattle.
There's a lot of infrastructure in place for people to walk. And then there's a lot of places for people to walk to. So there's a lot of coffee shops, there's a lot of bars, there's a lot of pubs, there's a lot of restaurants.
That's important information for public health experts and policymakers, Duncan says, and great news for people who already live in walkable neighborhoods. But not everyone is easily sold on the idea that the density needed to create a walkable neighborhood is a good thing. Randall Teal is the head of the architecture program at the University of Idaho. He says walkability requires density, but people sometimes worry that density will ruin the towns they love. He saw those concerns arise while working on a project in Eugene, Oregon.
You know, the comments were like, I don't want to live in New York City. I live here for a reason.
But Teal says a neighborhood doesn't have to turn into a mini New York City to be walkable. He says when you look at walkability in terms of connection to one's community, people get excited. And walkability can take different forms.
Like, it doesn't need to be a shop. It could just be a different tree every 30 feet. Maybe within that kind of street development, thinking about some public amenities. So even if they're like little pocket parks or something I might want to walk to.
He says mixed-use zoning also has the potential to allow for more interesting neighborhoods that people want to explore. Teal noted his own mother, who used to live in a suburb before retiring to Eugene, where she could walk places.
I don't think it even crossed her mind that this would be a kind of a viable state of existence for them. But now she's there, it's like she loves going out of the coffee shop. She loves walking over to her singing group. She loves walking over to the little movie theater.
Teal says neighborhoods being delightful and not just functional is important for walkability. He brings up this Roman guy named Marcus Vitruvius Pollio. Vitruvius was an early architect and had this idea that buildings should have three things: strength, utility, and beauty. Or as Teal conceptualizes it, delight.
Write me a note if it doesn't stand up or if it doesn't accommodate what it's supposed to. Like, you kind of have to deal with those things, but you don't have to deal with delight. But yet, this thing about walkability, again, like, what would really make walkability something that people would desire would be that it would be delightful, that you would love to do it.
Teal says when you have those layers of interest built into a city or neighborhood, people naturally want to walk more, and maybe they'll get a little healthier in the process. I'm Rachel Sun, reporting.